I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Rohingya of Myanmar continue to suffer brutality at the hands of the Burmese military junta. And it's not just them. Since a military coup in 2021, 3 million people in Myanmar have been displaced and over 5,000 killed. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
every 2 seconds, someone is newly displaced in the world because of war, violence, persecution, human rights abuses. The body of Christ needs to come and lean into these situations. They don't fit nice and cleanly into a box like a lot of missions initiatives we tried, but that's okay. Jesus gave his life for these situations.
Learn more about this crisis in the full story at our website and pray for gospel advance in Myanmar.
In the midst of this chaos, as crazy as it seems, hearts are open and responding to the gospel.
And children hold the key to Iran's future, but they're growing up in a world marked by oppression, poverty, war, and a mounting mental health crisis. To offer hope, Transform Iran has brought a beloved character to life in a new and meaningful way. Enter Chonky, an animated character with a gospel-centered mission. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says,
privileged to be working with a lady who was the voice of a famous puppet in Iran years ago called Chera. Chera means why. And she helped us create an alternative to this puppet called Chonke, which means because. So now we have the because puppet who answers all these questions.
The series ran into funding problems, but now they're gearing up to relaunch with an even greater vision for kids.
How does God relate to us? How do we relate to God? How should I treat the other kids in my class? And there's some basic things that are steeped in Christian teaching.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.